Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. Because I'm a biologist as well as a veterinarian and also an ethologist, I'm very, very interested in perception. When I think about dogs and cats, there are times when I try to imagine what it would be like to have ultrasonic hearing, motion-sensitive vision, minimal detail vision, to view the world in shades of just blue, gray, and yellow, to have an incredible sense of smell. But because my interest in the relationship between humans and animals, and particularly companion animals, I'm also very interested in the way we humans perceive our worlds too. If you've ever watched a cat who has taken a bead on a mouse or even a toy, you can tell how everything in that cat's world has vanished except for that object. That's all they can see. They're not paying attention to anything else. It just blocks out everything. Recently, two events made me realize that we humans are capable of doing the same thing, sometimes to the detriment of our animals. In the first case, a friend of mine took her dog in to be groomed. When her husband picked the dog up and brought him home, the dog immediately and almost obsessively began to hump their other dog. Because this was such unusual behavior, and because the dog had just been groomed, she checked him and discovered that the end of his penis was quite irritated. And because she loves her dog and she's a good pet owner, she immediately called the veterinarian and requested an appointment as soon as possible. When she took the dog in, as soon as the veterinary staff discovered that he was an intact male, that is, that he had his testicles, the dog ceased to exist. In that instant, he was reduced to a 10-pound pair of testicles. And everything about him was viewed in that light. As is the case with those who have testicular blindness, the solution was obvious: castration. If the dog didn't have his testicles, whatever his problem is would never have happened. And if he were castrated, his problem would surely be resolved. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't some problems that castration can remedy. Testicular cancer heads my list. Most certainly, if you remove a dog's testicles, that dog is not going to get testicular cancer. And similarly, if a dog does get testicular cancer and you remove his testicles, you have a real good chance of curing him. So I don't argue that. What I do argue is why just the sight of a pair of testicles causes otherwise intelligent and reasonable people to lose sight of everything else. In this particular case, anything the owner said or tried to say about the fact that this was very unusual behavior in her dog, otherwise she would not have called, that the irritation on his penis was also unusual, otherwise she would not have called, fell on deaf ears. That's interesting to me. That's so like the cat that is so focused on that toy or on that mouse that she's oblivious to everything else that's going on around her. Another place where testicular blindness comes up is with aggression. As soon as a dog is described as displaying aggression of some sort, and the professional to whom the dog is taken discovers that he has his testicles, that's it. Wow. There is the reason, right there. Right there between his legs. His testicles did it. You want to stop that aggression? Get rid of those testicles. You want to prevent that aggression? Get rid of them before it has a chance to start. No history, no physical examination, no nothing. Nothing at all exists except those testicles. Let me give you another example. Marking behavior is very, very common in both dogs and cats. Happens in both males and females. And it happens whether they're spayed or neutered or not. And yet, if marking occurs, even in a multiple dog household, and there is one dog in that household that has his testicles, he will be blamed for it. Without a physical examination, without a history, without anything. For those with testicular blindness, all that exists are the testicles. The testicles bite all by themselves. They pee in the wrong places. They cause disgusting behaviors. Now, I know this says something about human perception. And I know that certainly in this country, we have sexual hangouts out the wazoo. But reducing a hound to little more than a 45-pound pair of testicles on a leash, I have trouble with that. I feel sorry for the animal that finds himself in the care of people who perceive their world like that. It's not good enough. Picture's too narrow. They need to get over it. As we used to say in driver's education, they need to get the big picture because they're doing a disservice to their patients and their clients and also to themselves. I'm trying to find a clever way to end this, and I'm being overwhelmed by the scent of lilacs. All my lilacs are in bloom right now. And I've got the house filled with several bouquets, and it's a small house. So anywhere I walk as I make this recording, I can smell the lilacs. And I know if I open the door, I'm going to smell the lilacs out there. I could focus on lilacs. I could be blind to them. I could have lilac blindness. But as much as I love them, I know there's more of a world out there. And for those of you who work with animals who are so, so tempted to succumb to testicular blindness, remember that. There's a whole world out there.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.